Thinking about duck hunting next year.
Oh yeah, you gonna do that?
I don't know, I'm thinking about it. Why not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't do shit in January.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some
and videos I have up here. I got Damien's 55. I figured.
Oh yeah.
You aren't gonna be able to see it. It's not gonna give away anything. What if I here, I'm gonna use it on the DVD, that red DVD, eventually.
Oh.
Years from now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Got that. I got the one with Joe. Always have a bait out.
Oh.
Doom doom.
I've got Chesapeake Bay Ridge Tunnel, Reds, you, right? We got me and you, the one, the short fight.
Okay.
And I've got Cobia, in case we talk about Cobia. Cause
what is that?
Off the boat.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm just talking about Cobia. Right. And my whole point of Cobia is how dumb they fight. Right. This is a perfect example of it.
Right.
And big fish on the I noticed on there. Oh, this came off. All right. Alright, we started off, no viewers net.
People hate us.
What is that noise? Okay, that's too loud. Oh, 7 viewers, damn. Hey, what's up? Just checking on the mic. What's up, guys? Kayak Kevin podcast number 3 here with Lee, and it is January 26, 2014, and I'm just checking out my mics and checking out this is not too loud. It sure seems like I'm peaking, and we're both loud, so
yeah,
when we start getting loud, that's when it's going to start peaking out. Let me fix that real quick.
All computer savvy.
Well, and this is a slow little laptop too, so I mean, this is not even a full laptop, it's one of those
notebooks. You need to get yourself a tablet.
I can't work on that. I wouldn't. The thing is, I have to be able to put USB.
iPads don't have them, but I think the other ones do.
If they have that, I can work on it, because the whole thing is being able to,
I mean, I would think the touch screen, I mean, I don't know, I think you could really.
But also, I write on this, and I need a keyboard for writing. I still have the keyboard on my phone.
Right.
So I have to have the keyboard for writing. I can't
do
all the... Aaron does a swipe.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, like fully, like full on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, we got some videos up. Lee comes on when I asked him to be on the show. He was talking, well, what we're going to talk about for an hour. It doesn't matter. It's a podcast. Talk about whatever in it for an hour. And I've got some videos loaded up. We can talk about some of the fight techniques and some of these that are already online. And then and at least I have Damien's 55 incher from earlier this year, but that is that's one I'm going to be putting on a DVD later in the future. And I don't mind playing it on here because it's a good fight. I actually consider that the fight of the year out of all of us. I think you had the knockout of the year with the two minute fight, 46 incher when we were in the shallow water, and I have that on here too. But I think Damien definitely had the fight of the big fish of the year. You had the knockout of the year out of all what we do. All right, here we go. And that's not what I was looking for either.
That's good. Back to the drawing board.
Yeah. That's volume for the speakers.
I know, but it won't get to the microphone. Where's the microphone?
It's
the
in
microphone
here. It's on that one.
On the camera.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's on that one. Pretty sure it's that one. This top microphone is... Yeah, the Realtek is the one that's on this on here, which would be even louder, but it's not as clean as that one is. Bison So what you been doing? Say, and so
kayakkevin.com/IT.
So we haven't, this is almost like a time that we can actually hang out because we don't fish. I'm not fishing that much this year. What are you doing? Are you doing home improvements and stuff?
Fine. Oh, yeah. I redid floors on the top floor of the house, the bedrooms, and the hall. And I painted all of that. I'm still painting the hall.
You're going to be
outside on the outside. Staircase. No, inside on the staircase. But I mean outside the bedrooms.
You going to be done with all that stuff by spring?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just make sure you're going to be good and go, oh, good to go, yeah, by spring.
Oh, yeah. That stuff is done. But I just don't really like extension ladders that much.
Yeah.
That hallway's really tall.
Oh, you got to paint the hallway?
Yeah. That's the only thing I haven't painted since I moved in.
Yeah.
I'd never painted that one hallway with the big wall. I mean, it was already painted, of course. They painted it before.
Yeah, you have to go just a ladder on the stairwell and actually push it up through there.
And things like that.
All right, I can't. This is taking too long, so I'm just going to bring this down here. Yeah, I'm just going to deal with it. All right. Yeah.
11 people to listen to us scream.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, but all that's going to be on there, too. That's all right, because I have it on HQ.
Okay.
Even though it should be on low definition because it's a low bandwidth. And I went through this like seminar, this webinar with Ustream today. Or not today, but this week. And learned a lot. And actually, I'm not far away from actually getting like a real podcast. Some equipment, you know. Some equipment. If I have like two pieces of equipment, then I can run all these cameras. Our cameras could work for it.
Right.
So I could have, I don't have to buy any more cameras. Our cameras that we already have.
Right.
So I can have that set up. And then I need audio things. So we could do mics.
What is that got? Like a mini HDMI on the back
HDMI,
of it?
HDMI, yeah.
It's, okay. Yeah.
So I could run that into a...
Does this thing even have?
No, it can't do it. Can't do
this
it on
doesn't
this.
Have an HDMI?
Okay. I looked on this. I need this receiver thing. So get that for video, another one for audio. I do need another computer, though. I would need a whole another separate computer to run one.
If you... The new computer... Well, hold on. This computer right here has an HDMI hookup.
No, for multiple cameras, audio.
Oh, okay. You're going to have multiple.
Yeah, and stepping up with the bandwidth.
Okay.
And fully, you know, fully like going on, you know, going a little bit further with this. That
Cox.com.
But it didn't seem that far off. I was actually, and actually what was weird is some people were on the questions, like the type of cameras you can use, right? People were, can I use GoPro? Can I use this? And first, GoPro audio sucks. You don't want to use that for a podcast with audio. And it was just funny because all of a sudden I felt, you know.
Sounds like you're talking through a pillow.
Well, I felt like I was looking at it and I was watching these answers and these questions and I was like, I felt like the amateur when I stepped in, when I was watching, I was like, yeah, I'm going to learn something. And then I was like, no, you can't use that. That would suck. And I felt like these people are not even, like, you know,
they have
try
no,
it.
They're clueless.
Have you even tried it? Plug it in. You know, see if it can, if it can't works. You know. But the thing was, the camera that I'm using is fine. That type of thing is fine. I mean, we could use that. We could use the other ones. And we could record right off of it while we're doing it. But how I have it set up is fine for this, but if when we get in the future, if we can, and that's another thing is sponsors. This show can be sponsored by anybody. I mean, it doesn't have to be kayak or fishing related. If you have a car tire place, if you want to sponsor this show, I'm going to put that up and have your banner right behind me here. So that's something in the future if this gets going and anybody wants to do that, you know, content.
I mean, we're gaining viewers as we go.
Well, 12.
Now, I mean, we're up to 12.
We got 12 viewers.
13. We're doing great. People are probably just plugging shit into the house now. Just random shit.
Well, yeah. So got that. And there's Rob's. I got little Rob Choi.
The most awesome Christmas cards in the world.
Yeah, got the sheep's head right there, and you got the red tail right there, and the flounder right there. So those are cool. I finally got a cool spot to kind of put those and show them off because they got a huge striper right here. It's from here to here. It's a 45 incher that he got. It's not on camera right now, but
you should have seen our faces when he rolled that thing out at Bass Pro. Oh man!
Well, that was the one he caught on the first movie. That was that one. Because the one I caught right after that had the same beforehand. Yeah, you're right. What I'll do is I'll put it in. I'll do that tonight. Okay. I'll put it in on the video for the
pointing all up in the air.
But anyway, that one is in the first video, in the first DVD, and the one I caught right after that had a lump head.
And he also he brought that one. To Bass Pro, the first night we were selling the first DVD.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. When he showed up with that.
Yep, yep.
It was the night the DVD went on sale. The first one went on sale, and we sat at Bass Pro.
Yep, that one. That one. Yep. It's got the Striper segment on it, and another Striper segment coming up. I'm working on it now, and that's another thing is we're playing with the talk footage right now. We didn't talk fish at all like the spring before. I think the weather was really bad.
Yeah, the weather was real bad. And then as soon as it happened, I mean, it was time to go drum fishing. Yeah, so we went drum fishing.
Yeah. So we've kind of missed out a little bit of it. But working with the footage, it looks kind of fun. Again, it's getting me looking forward to getting back into this spring and hopefully.
And then like because the last day we went sheephead fishing this year. He hated it.
Yeah. I think I just got over being on the pilings.
We've been banging a lot. Mm-hmm.
Really got over being on the pilings. And I think that's what got on me. But the whole theme of
people hate us.
Or they're losing. We're staring at the thing. You're sitting there staring at this thing. To put it down. We're going to lose one viewer in. One viewer's like, these guys are stupid. I'm out. All right, what were we talking about? She threw me off.
Rob's Striper. And then Rob's cards.
Yeah, Rob's cards. And these are small ones. And we have the sheep's head one, too, that I have in my room in there. And you have one, too, I think.
Yeah, I've got a sheep's head.
Yeah. Yeah, those sheep's head are cool, really detailed. Anyway, yeah, Rob was here last week, and angler-addict.com is his website. You know, check him out, of course. But yeah, so some of the stuff I always wanted to talk about with this podcast is techniques, and so I did load up some videos just in case we got into some of that stuff today, but like one of the main things is I was looking through the big fish seminars before I was preparing for this stuff. I was kind of looking through my notes, and I don't go over the fundamentals with this stuff. It goes pretty much from dealing with the big fish and the techniques of it, and turning your boats and boat. You know, it goes into all that stuff. But what are the fundamentals? I mean, break down the fundamentals. Basically, you know, not so much. You know, making the cast or trying to figure out where the fish are, but what happens when you hook a fish? I mean, the basic fundamentals if you tell somebody, and this is good because Erin's just learning how to fish.
Right.
So I'm watching her, and it's reminding me. I mean, but then again, I wasn't that long ago when I was just starting out either. I've been fishing all my life, but I wasn't doing any other level besides croaker fishing until, you know, I started kayak fishing.
Yeah, and I mean, substantially, that wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't. It was almost 15 years or whatever. Yeah, 13 years coming up or 14 years coming up. But it's not really that long ago, especially, well, I remember it. And then seeing her, you know, just to make, getting the fundamentals, like when she hooks a fish and you forget to keep tight on it. You know, you just come slap.
People just drop the rod down a lot.
Yeah, and just
just set it.
Just that basic fundamental. I'm going to turn this because you just keep staring at this thing. So I'm going
to
do this.
Oh, I'm staring at that because I need to stare at the camera. I'm only staring at that because it's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I can see us there. It's the camera way up there.
I know, that's the one we got to look at over there.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's that basic fundamental thing that it's, you know, they're keeping it tight, you know, because she got excited watching her, and she hooked the fish, and she would get excited.
All of a sudden you think you can reel, like, faster. I mean, I guess.
And then, come and slack, you know, like, pointing at the fish at the wrong times when it's, you know, and it's that, you forget that's, at us at this level, it's not even a thought. It's some muscle memory. You know, watching you talk fish, you're hooking these fish and you're fighting them without even, and then you come looking at it. It's like it happens without you thinking about it. And you forget that So some people, they first start, they have to remember those basic fundamentals. And yeah, because I was watching, I was like, keep the rod tight, keep it tight. You know, yeah. And she was in, but you know, she wasn't losing a lot. She was landing a lot too. But
right,
she watching that progression, she learned how. By the end of the day, she was learning the give and take of the fight.
Yeah,
and that basic fundamental thing.
Oh, constantly people will reel when the drag is going.
Yeah.
No. Oh, that does absolutely nothing but twist fishing line.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, because and that's what, and what I did with her, and maybe it was Maggie is I took Aaron out back with the fishing line, with the fishing pole, and ran with it. Like, okay, when it's doing this, you just gotta let it go, right?
Oh,
it's
my
like,
goodness. I can see this going bad, right? Fast.
No hooks. I'm holding, just I got the loop. So I run with it, right, and it's running, and then okay, as it stops. Pull up on it, right? Pull up and then reel down. So I gave her some and then I gave some head shakes and, you know, just to make sure she's like, when it's done that, you can't do anything. Just keep tight.
Yeah,
just keep tight. And yeah. Then it's going to go. I'm going to ride it go again. I'm pulling it. And so she kind of, yeah, that was a good idea to kind of, I hope somebody who's just learning how.
Did you videotape this?
No, I should have, huh?
I would really like to see this.
It wasn't.
I would really like to see this.
So then... So that's the basic fundamental of fighting a fish, right? Is keeping the line tight, rod, and all that. Just that interactive working thing with it. So then you add in the kayak, right? A moving platform.
Right, it's not still.
All the time, moving platform.
Even on anchor, you're not still.
Yeah, yeah. Even on anchor, you're on a position you can swing. On the shoals, it happens all the time. Yeah, fish will swing, will pull us into the shoals and actually swing our boat in. It was another one. There's a good shot on this tog footage that I'm working on. The tog, I angled my boat, and the current like pulled me over to you, and you landed the fish. You like grabbing at it, and like landed. But like, yeah, so we're constantly moving. There's constant play. So, like for instance, when we caught those fish with Alex, we were paddling into them, and we were with the kayak dynamic, we're paddling into them, but then the wind was blowing so hard that as soon as we stopped paddling, we were moving back. Yeah. So we had to remember to, when our lure was hitting the ground, shallow water, when our lure is hitting the ground, that it's moving double fast because we're moving back at a foot a second, So we had to remember, you just, bounce it or we had to control it. And eventually, because it took us a couple minutes.
Yeah.
On footage, it took us like 6 or 7 minutes for us to paddling back and forth, getting blown back, coming up behind them again, paddling up to them again to try to be able to get our baits presented right.
Right.
And even some of them that we ended up breaking off, and we eventually, both me and you, figured out that we had to eventually just kind of aim at a small school of them that was kind of moving independently up, because we kind of broke up the school with a lot.
Yeah,
too.
Oh,
that tail end of the school we were starting to beat on, bam, blowing them apart. So the small ones, like you, after our fights, I talked to you and you were saying the same thing.
Yeah.
You found
them. Oh, yeah, you had to look out and look for fish like swimming independently. I mean, it wasn't single fish.
No, singles,
because they'd be swimming. Or the singles are going crazy.
Yeah,
the singles are just
eyeballs up and they see you.
But the ones that are swimming in groups still unbothered,
Yeah,
just swimming kind of the same way they were swimming, or changed direction and headed off a little bit, out into deeper water. But they didn't look startled. And if you got the bait in front of those ones, they would bite.
Yeah. And that's what I was figuring out too, about the same time, which is cool, because on the video, it's the reds in shallow water. I think it's on YouTube. Is the reds in shallow water? It's a fish fight. I don't have it labeled the same one here, but it's just on YouTube. It's the kayak fish fights, reds in shallow water. And it's your 46 incher, my 51.5, and I'm gonna show it on here, but. Yeah, if you want to look at the video independently of this, you can look at it. But yeah, it took us a couple minutes to get onto them. But the same way, I saw a group that was maybe four or five by themselves, and they broke away from the rest of the school, and they were just kind of following each other, and I found those and picked one out of that. And it was cool, because it was one of those, he broke away, and he chased it, and I could look him right at him, he turns on it, and I could see how big he was. I didn't realize how he was that big until I got him into deeper water. But it was cool, because your fight, you See, and that was almost, that's why I call that one like the best knockout. It was almost a fight of the year until Damien called that really big one. In the pilings, because he got a piling fight.
Yeah,
it was a piling fight. That's a whole...
That thing tried to kill Damien.
That's the other levels of dynamic, is the level you get into when you get into fighting them there. But
so that happens when you fish once a year, that's what you get.
Well, you know how he comes out, he comes out and catches him.
Probably caught that thing on a blue crab.
A big croaker that I had given him, and I saved that footage.
Did he show up for the blue crab?
No, he didn't have any blue crabs.
Every time you talk about Red Drum, Damien shows up with blue crabs. He catches them everywhere on blue crabs, too. Everywhere.
He's
caught them at the bridge. Of course, he's caught them, you know, in the spring on blue crabs. He's caught them in the fall, ocean front.
The time I went out the sand bridge, and he didn't have any, late as hell, super late. I mean, like, we were, like, almost halfway through the day late. You know? It was like he just kind of strolled out there late. Had crabs and no other baits and stuff. And we had some cut bait and all that stuff. And yeah, but he caught one. He caught one out of there.
Just shows up with crabs and catches fish.
Yeah. But that's what crabs really work for him. I mean, crabs really work for him. And I was showing, you know, Erin's a dental hygienist, so she likes teeth and stuff. So when there's little reds, I was showing her inside and the crunchers and all that stuff. And, you know, reds, they can crunch. And you know, stripers don't have those powerful of a cruncher, so they probably wouldn't eat crab as much, not whole crabs like that anyway. But anyway, let me go back on the story of the reds in the shallow water and how we were took them so long to get to them.
It was so hard to concentrate on the fish as well. I mean, once we got in there swimming all around us, you got these big red fish just going underneath your kayak all around in front of you, so it's really hard to be like, what you spend the first few seconds doing is trying to catch the one you see just dart. Because I mean,
and those
you're like, ooh, that's a big one.
And those are the off limits.
Oh, they're not going to.
The
bite
ones that
anything.
Are all around you right here, just like, oh, just don't. Those are not even.
And as soon as you look up and focus in the water in front of you and see some fish that are not perturbed, you know, some fish that are just still cruising. Put a bait in front of them and they bite.
And so that day we were doing that. We had finally got into them and hooked them. And the thing is what you were using 40 on that day? Were you using, what pound? Were you using 65 test on that day? Or were you using...
Oh, 50 braid and then 50 braid, 60 pound
braid. So you're using, but the time on the video, I think it was the movie, right? The DVD, when you landed one of the 30 or 40 pound test?
No, that's the one.
Was that one?
The 30 or 40 pound test one?
Yeah.
No, the 30 or 40 pound test one is the one...
That was that's on here.
That
was on
here
too. Shit, that's right.
But the one you're talking about on here, that was with Joe when I was just sitting there.
Yeah, you had 30. He hadn't changed out his lures yet or your rigs yet from or whatever. You just had
it was just a real 30 pound braid on it.
And on the thing was that wasn't on your light rod. That was on that super heavy.
No, it was a 3 ounce rod.
3 ounce rod. It wasn't a 6 ounce rod, but it was a
three ounce rod.
So it has some bend, but still it's a musky rod. So just the bend of the musky rod itself has a lot of force.
Yeah.
And he put the forks to this thing. He put the gears, wrenched them down, and just tightened them down on them. And that was a good one. But yeah.
So we talked about two of the ones that are up here.
Yeah, I know.
I was starting to think it was that one.
Made that one.
Did you make that
one? I bounced it off that little fridge thing.
There. Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right. I've been dealing with like a little cough.
Thanks.
No, it's not sick. It's not sickness. It's not, I don't feel bad or nothing at all like that. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, it's not. No.
Here we go.
But it's,
we're falling out like 2 weeks
ago,
man.
No, it's nothing like that. It's nothing like that at all. And it's just
from winter. We're falling out like 2 weeks ago, man, but I...
Nope. I feel good.
I just kept moving.
I just came back from yoga. It's just from yoga. You're breaking everything up. Yeah. Sinuses. I deviated septum sinuses. I have them all the time with me and all that stuff. But, so we hooked these fish. And the thing, when you did that 30 pound, I was watching you go, man, he's going to break this thing. It was that you were going to break, you were testing out how far you could go with it.
Right.
Because you had done it with that light rod. In which the two minute was the light rod.
Yeah.
But the technique that, if you look at it in a technique, like how you stopped it, you stopped that fish within 2 minutes because you never let it get out of that water. And you basically jumped on top of him and like wrestled him for a while because he never got away from him. My fish. He never fought. I didn't do that. I like waited. I right, like, held
he,
on
and,
to him.
And as he swam to deeper water. Because and as he went, swam to deeper water, they,
because he never got any foot. He never got a foothold in that deep water. He wasn't pulling real hard. Like you were on top of making yours.
Yeah.
Making him fight in that shallow water. And he could never get his tail in. It's like his tail was all just on top of the water. But mine, you know,
people
finally
might
got
see
out
it one day.
Huh?
I know.
Finally, I got out and I started getting in the deep water and then was able to do it. But yours, you stopped in that short amount of time because. You stopped it. You slowed it with the kayak, and you stopped it with the thumb, and you kept it in the shallow water. It was awesome. It was awesome. I think that's it right there. Yeah, and not a small fish either. And how we rolled up on those things. We rolled up on those things thinking they were going to be small fish because we had typically seen small fish in this area. It was crazy. We saw them. We saw them and stopped. And we made catch, broke a hook. You broke a hook.
Speckled trout hook.
Yeah, speckled trout hook. I hooked one and just let it shake off. I like let it loose and went, oh no. Like I didn't even want to fight it because I didn't want to mess it up because we just
hit
that.
It took time to get him after that.
Yeah. So this is 6 minutes after we had first encountered him.
Right.
At first, and the school was so big. It was a 50-yard, 100-yard long school, maybe 15 yards
yeah,
wide.
Yeah, probably 15 fish wide.
Yeah,
you know,
15 fish
like that.
Yeah, wide and along
just
the, so
moving.
So we had like, just come up to this like this back part of it. We had not really disturbed the rest of the school. So we knew we had just like hit on this one end and it didn't mess up the rest of the school. So we knew if we backed off, got our camera set up, got the right gear on, we could go back at them and target them better. And that's the whole goal with when you find these fish is to come on the edges of them, pick on the edges of them, and because you can typically not disturb the rest of the school. But then sometimes you have a fish that just run right through the middle of the school,
yeah.
And then you
take the
mess
kayak
the whole
right
thing
across
out.
The middle of the school.
Yeah. Yeah, and see, there's at the same time, I find mine in hookup. Yeah, so you catch up. You catch up to him right there. You're already on him, and see, and he doubles back on you a little bit. Yeah, he doubles back on you a little bit. You double back. Yeah. And that's what Reds do. They do a lot of cutbacks, especially as the fight gets going. That's how we sometimes identify them if we're in deep water. Do that cutback. Okay, this is a Red. See, my fight isn't even exciting at this point. It's your fight at this point. Now he's back in. He just went right under you, turned, and you're still thumbing it. You're still holding him, still catching up to him. Boom, tail out of the water. He's still not able to get going. He's still in 2 foot of water.
Meanwhile, you're going out to sea.
Yeah, I'm finally getting mine to get out in the deeper water and I sit down and go for the ride. Drag, winch, and fun here. And he's still on top of
it. My goal was to see how fast I could catch this fish.
Yep. So look, he's putting leg in now, getting the side drag, and he put the leg in. He still just keep on getting on top of him, no matter what line's getting out. And this is crazy. You try to grab him right here. That thing is. You're trying to get him out of the water. Look, he's got him almost. Whoa, shoo! he takes off with such force. I mean, you tried to grab just a fish
like
that was
so green.
He takes your rod, wraps it around the boat, and the boat lunges to the left. Lunges to the left. Boom, he's out of the water. So you actually got him almost stunned, upside down, but no, now he gets his tail in the water. Woof! Spun. He just spins you. But look, you can back up. Woof. That move was cool.
Just keep going.
That move was cool, yeah. That move was real cool. He like wraps. He's trying to get a wrap, but the fish actually kind of unwraps you. Right. He like gets around your hand. Woof! Right back under. Wrenching back on him. You're getting back that line. You're staying right on top of him. Trying to get Alex on fish.
Yeah, I'm just watching like the individual, like the cruisers moving around.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still right on top
we're
of
still
them.
In them, yeah.
Fish
and your
right
fish,
under
yeah,
because
your fish is, my fish is actually getting out. Your fish is actually staying right with the rest of the school. You got him done now. He's done. Boom, that's a. He's not getting any more leverage. He's done. You've done knocked him out. You've done knocked him out. He's done. Now you just got to get him in. He's just being persistent. He just got his head out of the water, but
yeah, and I'm not really trying to grab the gills either.
Yeah, yeah.
I just try to grab when we get him on those lures like that, and I got a jig head to grab. I try not to even just if I can, I'll just grab a bit lure.
Yeah,
and try and get him in with that. Then I, now I'm gonna be greedy. This is just greedy.
Well, you're trying to catch up. I had a good year this year, and I was waylaying them. So you were trying to get on them. When I was at one point, I had gotten so many.
Looking at my hand like ah.
Yeah. I had gotten so many that you had to catch two to every one that we caught
right.
And got into to be able to catch up or something like that. I had advantage. I was able to stay over there because my work schedule. Maybe
right.
I was able to stay over there for had good weeks. And that rod also, I play that rod a little sensitive. It's a St. Croix rod. I've had that one break before, so I always kind of play that one. And plus, this one wasn't a giant.
Good plug for
St.
Croix.
I mean, it was a giant. Well, yeah. Yeah. But I love the rods. I'm still using it.
It's, right.
Even though I broke
mine
it.
Mine are St. Croix. The
your musky rods are St. Croix.
Yeah, the one yeah. On, in the 30-pound test fight. Oh, there we go. We're done. Mm-hmm. Real big,
yeah, and that's the thing is I tell you from my favorite size red to fight is a 43 incher.
Right,
that's probably my favorite size red. That's the size that they're relentless.
They take mean runs.
They turn
fast.
Yeah, it's real active. It's like it's like the featherweights of MMA. You know, it's like they're really fast, super fast, and they fight hard. They'll still knock you out, and they'll still put a really good fight, but they're super fast. You know, reds basically fight like reds all the way around, no matter if they're small or big. It's all the same thing. It's just how big they get and how it starts to, you know, how... Like the head shakes. We can always tell head shakes. Shit, have I been off? Oh, we lost. There we go. I know. I just couldn't hear you. Yeah, see, I need to watch this, but you knew I don't need to watch this.
It was only because I was.
Yeah, that's fine. We're still going on here. We're still going on here.
So we're not live right this second?
Not yet. Not yet. I'll get back on.
Oh.
Yeah.
People probably have a couple of Facebook hits.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's been either, because I wasn't looking at it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to close this up so you can't see the look over there.